Welcome back to Full Coverage, your favorite podcast, and today's episode.
You may have noticed or not noticed.
Maybe. It's special because me and my gorgeous co-host, Miss Laura Lee, are here at our 100th episode of Full Coverage. We made it to 100 episodes.
I know.
This is absolutely crazy.
Okay, should we pop some confetti?
I think we should. Okay, let's see.
I'm go this scared. Way. This
way. I honestly am too. I'm so nervous.
Our listeners, we have ready? Confetti. Okay,
one,
ready?
Two, three. Holy fuck.
Oh my God.
That was so much
louder. I just screamed in the mic for 30 minutes. I'm sure we have no viewers left. Oh my God.
We warned you before. That it wasn't going to be loud.
Warned.
You were warned.
So cute.
That was so cute.
I kind of want to take a picture of the room or something.
You have to. It's like,
it looks insane. There's confetti everywhere.
Holy shit.
That was extremely successful. You're cleaning every piece of this.
No!
Okay, for our 100th episode, guys, we have a giveaway for you.
Yes, you guys, we are giving away five of y'all our full fantasy collection.
The full collection. The whole thing. Five of you guys are going to get it. So if you want to know how to enter, you have to follow us on socials. We have a link for you to enter through in the description box. So click that link. It's going to verify. And it also asks for your email, and that's there so we can contact you if you are a winner. You'll be contacted by the email you put in. Mm-hmm. So be sure and double check that. But it just asks for your information. It also confirms that you're following us on Instagram as well as subscribed
here.
Mm-hmm. In here. So if you want to be a part of the 100th episode giveaway, be sure and click that link in our description box to enter
the full collection, the full fantasy collection.
Oh yeah,
five of y'all.
Tyler's requesting we put our headphones on. He must have something to say. Hello.
First off, I just want to say congratulations.
They're not working.
Oh well,
maybe my
we got
cord's
one.
Loose.
Anyways, I just want to say congratulations to two of the most hardest working people I know, and I got a little surprise for y'all.
Thank you, Tyler.
So congratulations, guys. How cool are these?
These are
so fucking dope. The fact that we have these little...
So professional.
Next level.
Especially like 100th episode, it feels right. It feels correct.
Thank you, Tyler.
And also thank you to Tyler. You're part of this with us too. Like you literally do full coverage with us too.
Thank you.
So this is a congrats to you as well. Since you're always here.
Three confetti cannons go off. I want to know who's picking up the confetti.
It is everywhere. Wait,
do you have like a little vacuum? Like a little handheld vacuum?
Not for this.
You're going to clean it?
I literally don't even. Oh, I didn't know. I don't clean. I don't know how to do it.
That's okay. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You guys, I am so proud and so honored to be able to do this with you, Laura and Tyler. It's been such a fun journey to do full coverage with you.
It has been. It's been awesome. It's been crazy. We thought today, instead of Peaks and Pits, we would talk a little bit about like the podcast and like our review of it, our thoughts of it, our pros and cons of it after 100 episodes. But
and then afterwards we'll do episodes, it's like, crazy. Yeah.
Did y'all think that we would get to 100?
I didn't know, because when we started I had never done anything like a podcast before, so I didn't have many expectations, because I didn't even know like what to expect, and I didn't even know if people would like want to listen.
Same.
So I was like, it may not do anything, like it may be nothing, or it may blow up, like I don't know. So like I just didn't have many expectations for it, which was good in hindsight, because
I'm glad I was the same. I didn't go in thinking that anything, really. I was just like, we're gonna do it, it's gonna be a new adventure, let's just try it out and see the vibes. And so I'm so glad that we did, because obviously it's turned into what it's turned into. I'm so proud of it.
I know, I'm so proud of you guys, so proud of us. And here's to 100 more.
I Woo! Know, and here's to 100 more. We have to celebrate again at 200.
We're like at a year and a half, or is it 2.5 years? How long have we had this?
I think it's been a year and a half. It's 2.5 years. Laura's like, it's been 10 years.
I lost a whole year.
You lost
in there.
The whole fucking year.
Oh my God, man.
So wait, I want to, pros and cons. I want us to all go through our pros of the pod and our cons of the pod, and then you included.
Oh my gosh, okay.
So think of a pro and think of a con of us having full coverage, having the podcast. By the way, we're going to do rapid fire after this. We have a couple little topics to talk about, but the first half will definitely be about our 100 episodes.
Okay, cool. You want to start us off?
I do. My pro would be that for me, I think it's so fun to have an outlet to discuss things I wouldn't usually discuss on my YouTube channel.
I agree. I feel like this would have done us really good back in the day too. like our 18 fucking dramas that we were in, it would have gave us an outlet, because it's like, here, I'm reviewing the new Morphe Foundation. By the way, last week I got wrecked.
No, literally,
let's talk about that.
No, it's so true. And like,
there like was no place for that.
Yeah, well, but we didn't have that. We didn't, like, because then if we did it on our YouTube channels, it would blow up even more and way more crazy. And it's like, at least here we can have an outlet where we can discuss and talk about things that do happen to us in our real life and situations that might happen if we want to. And at the end of the day,
we don't even
have
situations anymore.
No, we don't.
Now that we have a podcast,
no, it's we don't even have the tea.
But
no, it's not the same.
We do, like you were saying, get to like talk a little more about like our real lives and what's going on, express ourselves, talk about, you know, different things. So I think that's really cool.
I agree. That's my pro so far.
My pro is we have had an iconic friendship for so long. And it's like, yeah, makeup collabs and all are cute, but they're one and done. But this is such a cool thing that we get to do together as a partnership. And it's so hard for best friends and friends online and in this community to successfully do that.
Yeah, and work together.
Because it always just goes to hell and
sour
breakups, and it goes sour, and there's the drama of it. And I knew going into this with you, I knew it wasn't going to in like that. I didn't know what was going to happen with the podcast specifically, but I'm just so happy that we got to do this with our friendship.
Me too.
You guys have been through thick and thin together. Yeah. So there's no way in hell a podcast
was. That's what I was thinking. Yeah. And that's truly what I was like, if maybe we
podcast was the straw, there was already something.
Maybe then the straw was there. Right. No, I agree. I think that like, because we've had the most, you know, up and downs with our lives in general online, but we've stayed friends and best friends through the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like at this point, it ain't nothing.
Yeah.
Like what could happen?
My pro would be that this platform is, it's similar. Obviously we put it on YouTube, but it's so much different than like you guys sitting down and filming makeup tutorials or lifestyle videos and stuff like that. So I think that it shows you guys in like such a different light. Like, you guys are really smart people and very well spoken.
Oh,
and I think you guys show that. Even though it's full coverage.
Totally.
And you guys are idiots on here most of the time, but you guys show all of that on here. And it's very real. It's very real compared to like an edited YouTube video.
Right. Yeah.
Doing a podcast really, like this. So
you just talk all the way
through.
I think
that's the pro.
Aww.
So let's get into the dirty stuff.
The cons.
Dun, 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 dun.
The cons.
Maybe some of the behind the scenes stuff that you guys don't know about. I'm gonna say, I'll start the con.
Start the con.
Let me get the negativity rolling.
I have a con, so tell me. I'm curious what your con is.
Hopefully my con doesn't jump on top of your con. While this has been a pro and a con, the guests we've had, it's been one of the most lovely things because we've been friends with so many people in this industry for so long. Like, we've had close friendships that people don't even know that we know each other. Mm-hmm. And being able to bring our friends onto this podcast and let them have a platform and get to have real conversations with them, that shit is so cool. And I never thought we would ever get to have that. And like, it's just the beginning.
I thought we were talking cons.
We are. I'm getting there.
we have to butter before.
I got to butter it up because I don't
butter
want
butter before
people,
the blade.
I don't want people to think like. But guests aren't as easy as they always look. Most of them are.
Wait, call 90%.
90% are.
Sickening.
Sickening. Easy.
Wonderful.
But baby.
The 10%?
That they will take you out.
They'll take years off your life.
You really figure Trust. Out about people whenever you work with them. Like on bringing them on your platform. You really learn how people do things.
I think people get scared with podcasts though because they think you guys are going to wreck them and it's not even like that though. But because it's so much more real.
Well, if you've ever watched our podcast, we've never wrecked anybody.
None of our guests. Mm-mm. None of our guests get
people
wrecked.
Are scared of podcasts.
And they're always so scared of it. And now obviously that as we've continued, now we've been doing it for a year and a half. Now me and Laura have like low-key like set in place almost like our own little rules and guidelines for ourselves so we don't have to go through the ringer and through hell to have guests on it. Because I was like, we go through the ringer for it because it's our podcast. But it's like, why are we putting ourselves through that?
Yeah.
Like, why would we even do that? Like, now it's like, no. This is our podcast. If you want to come on, come on. But this isn't like you can come on and you get a writer as well.
Yeah.
No one gets a writer anymore.
No.
We're done. None of that stuff. I'm over that. And I agree. Right. That has made it really difficult when we've had guests that have been difficult post episode.
Well, my experience like going on podcasts, because I've done a lot of podcasts where I've gone on other people's myself, and I've never even gotten to review an episode before. Mm-hmm. Like no podcast has ever been like, okay, here's your episode. Is there anything you want to take out? What do you think? None of that. Mm-hmm. You say what you say, it goes live. Mm-hmm. That is part of podcasting. And so, you know, and some people don't know that, but this has been a learning experience for us and, you know, working with people, and we've worked out the kinks. So I think it's only going to go up.
We had no idea what we were doing when we started.
Oh my God.
We had we had a room and I bought some mics.
CS71.
Oh my God. Yes.
No, it was even pre that.
Oh my God. Pre that.
It literally.
How many episodes did y'all do there?
A lot.
Like at least 10.
It was months of filming there. And I remember every episode people would wreck me.
The tables.
Because of the fact.
You know better.
They would look at
you because
now.
You know better, not me. They'd be like, Laura, because they knew better.
They'd be like, why does it look so ugly?
Why do you have bath towels on your shit?
Yeah, why do you have bath towels down? We're like, that would be the studio that's allowing us to film. Use their studio. I can't come and redecorate their
place. And a lot of people start there, though.
Yeah, a lot of people start there. And I think it's cool that, like, hey, we wouldn't have been able to even do video format if it wasn't for them letting us use their space. Mm-hmm. So, like, I wasn't going in going, this was like shit. You know, I was going in grateful that. Same. We had a spot to start.
Exactly. And then we learned from that to implement our own situation. Exactly. Like that, it was nice for us to actually have that in the beginning.
Mm-hmm. My con, I would say, and we've kind of worked this to perfection now, but these block shooting days take so much out of you. And I know it's more you guys than me because you guys are in here talking so much, but you would think it's like, oh, 2 1-hour long videos, 2 hours you're in and out. Mm-mm. It ain't like that. There's so much prep that goes into it.
We're here like
you shoot the videos. Yeah, we're usually eating in between because we're here for so long and we've got it down to like a science now, but like these days are draining.
So long. No, when we have a guest.
Oh my God. When there's a guest.
Talk about draining.
And, you know, we love all the guests that come on. But
we do. We're grateful. They want to come on.
But we're block shooting and we'll shoot a video and then they want to talk for like an hour or two after. And we're like, we got to get back to
it.
We
have to do another episode.
And you have to have like all the energy and enthusiasm going into the next video. And it's hard.
I do. I wasn't used to like being on camera for this long. Because when we shoot YouTube videos, you know, there's pauses in between. Boom, this is straight shooting. This is like no break. So in our first episodes, me doing this, there were a lot of comments about I seem like a bitch. Or
you just seem tired.
Yeah. Well, I was tired.
You're like, I actually
seemed like a bitch. Or like I was stuck up and didn't want. I was like, no. I was literally dying. I had to, but what was happening was I was doing too much before, and I had to learn like, hey, on podcast days,
nothing. Same.
Get ready.
I used to work out before podcast days. Nope. I used to do all this stuff, and now it's like I wake up and I do the podcast
because it's a full ass day on camera, turned on, talking, zooting energy all day.
Imagine like how they do like the morning show. And I can't like imagine. That. And they do it at like 3 o'clock in the morning, don't they?
Every morning, five days a week.
Every day.
But then also like when they do stuff like that, like they do get like in the news, they get pauses between things.
They do get some pauses.
They get like little pauses. Like you get 5 minutes for the weather.
They don't talk for over an hour and a half. They talk for 5 minutes.
Right. So it's a little different.
But they're just doing it for a long time. At least they get breaks in between, which is nice.
Okay. What's your con?
My con is the pressure of the podcast. My con is the pressure. I feel like I'm getting better at this, and I know you are, and we're all getting better at these things, but I think for me sometimes because we have a podcast, I feel pressure to talk about things that sometimes I don't want to talk about. Like there's pressure to talk about things and they're like, oh, well, you have a podcast and you talk about other things, so why aren't you talking about this?
Yeah, it's like it's starting to let the inside voices creep in and dictate what this podcast is. And
the outside, outside voices creep in to be like, well, this is what you have to talk about. And the thing is, the times that we've done that when we've let people dictate what we talk about are times where I was like, I felt so disconnected, didn't even know what was going on, you know, can get caught up in bullshit. It's like, I feel like I always try to focus back in on like things that I want to talk about, things that I'm comfortable talking with.
Right.
And the things that I don't want to talk about are things that we don't want to talk about. We just don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at the end of the day, it's our podcast. It's no one else's. Like, we don't have to talk about anything you don't want to talk about.
Talk about whatever you guys want to talk about.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of times, like, stories are still developing. So,
all the time.
Yeah.
And things we talk about it at a spot where we have the information that we have, we talk about it. And then once the episode goes live 3 days later, things could have been developed. Things could have gotten worse. It could have gotten better. All these things can happen. And it's like this very strange thing of like, are we talking about it enough or too little?
Right.
You know, it's like very strange in that way. So I always have to like go back to being like, this is me and Laura's podcast. It's not everyone else's podcast. We get to talk about what we want to talk about. We love when you guys send us topics. Don't get me wrong. I love seeing it. But at the end of the day, like, we're going to choose what we want to talk about, not because we have to.
Yeah.
You know, and that's always like, that was something that was like a con to me where I was like, fuck, I feel like this pressure.
Yeah.
We have to talk about something. But now it's like, I'm done with the pressure of like talking about things I don't want to talk about.
Mm-mm. I agree.
That was my con.
I agree. That was a good one.
All right. Well, I'm going to let y'all get to
filming our rapid fire. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health. Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, cat food, it's been the same forever, and it's time that we move our cat food from like just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century, and that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for my cats. You know, I'm a cat mama.
Yes.
And we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one. And my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I am absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
Are you guys ready for a little bit of rapid fire? Because we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We have 8 topics today.
Christ. But they're bite-sized. Not all of them are big. They're hors d'oeuvres. They're salads. They're fries. Brussels.
They're somewhat interesting topics.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so excited. Let's talk about the first one, the blindside conservatorship scandal that's going on right now.
His name is Michael Orr. If you ever saw the movie The Blind Side, it's where a white family adopted a child in need. And he was a black guy. Mm-hmm. And how old was he when they adopted him? I wonder.
I just remember it was in high school.
So he was a black kid. This was a white family who was wealthy from franchising fast food restaurants. And so they adopted him and he became a fantastic football player, goes on to the NFL, does a really good job at that. And there's always been some, you know, what do you call it? Conspiracy. I guess a conspiracy, a thought that like the family used him to make money because they basically turned him, you know, into a football player and to this great football player and all this training and put him in all these sports to get him to the NFL, which then, you know, that's millions of dollars
Absolutely.
We're looking at.
Absolutely.
So I, watching The Blind Side, I always was slightly like side eye because when the movie came out, the kid that plays Michael Orr acts like he doesn't know how to play football. Like, he's like, oh, what's this? And I'm like, and so Michael Orr came out at that time and said he didn't like that because
it made him like they make him seem like slightly slow in the movie.
Like, it
when
just,
he's not.
Exactly. And he was like, that doesn't depict me. So that was automatically a red flag for me because I was like, that means he didn't have a say in this movie.
100%.
That means they just went off. Sandra Bullock won an Oscar for her role, by the way.
She did eat that.
And something was so phony about this shit always to me. I'm not kidding. Like,
that's so crazy. You already were intuitive.
That's my son. You don't ever come. I was like, really? Really? I don't know. Something was always just fishy about it. And then when Michael Orr came out and like wasn't exactly proud of the movie, I was like, that is a red flag. But I was naive enough to think that if a movie was made about you and you didn't like it, you would tell the full true story.
That's what I would think too.
So I assumed that, well, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe this is an innocent family that really did just want to help this kid out and just have him adopted and give him the world and get him in the NFL for his own good, none for their good.
Absolutely.
You know, I was like, or else somebody would say something, but the story unfolds.
And has developed. Because it has fully developed that he has came out and he's like literally trying to get out of his conservatorship, which I had no idea he was even in a conservatorship.
He was never even adopted by these people.
He was in a conservatorship.
Like Britney Spears.
Literally a Britney Spears moment. He has been in a conservatorship this whole entire time and they have used his likeness and his name to make money where he does not see it. They control his name and his assets and everything that he has. Which I am fully gagged by. I did not know that he was in a conservatorship. The fact that he's in a conservatorship and wasn't even adopted on a film like The Blind Side that became so successful, obviously Oscar winning, it's just absolutely crazy. And I hope that he is able to get out of the conservatorship.
There are literal crooks
Crooks.
They're crooks.
They're crooks.
The and family after, is crooks. And he was gooped and stooped by these crooks. White people who pretend to be angels saving this kid. They weren't that.
It's an adoption form. It's a conservatorship.
No, it's a conservatorship. So that way, because they knew he could play good football, they wanted to get him in the NFL and cash the check.
And get his money.
They used him all the way through and then made themselves look like angels. So now he is suing them. Apparently he is out of the conservatorship.
He's trying to get out,
which is crazy to me. How I don't understand.
He's petitioning to leave the conservatorship.
And he's also, is it 15 million that he's suing them for? Mm-hmm. And so apparently they had also sold a lot of their franchises because they would franchise out fast food restaurants, and they got $200 million for selling it. So
and he got nothing.
He got nothing.
And that was based off of like their obvious popularity when that movie came out too. So it's like they're gaining all this stuff from this movie, and part of his story, half of it's his story. So why is he not getting half of the proceeds?
They did all this to fill their own pockets.
100%.
But what's horrible about it is Hollywood goes and makes a movie about it. Mm-hmm. And Hollywood,
they didn't know.
But they should have known. If they choose to make a movie about it, you should know the truth. You shouldn't just paint some story that you want people to believe.
Well, that's why when Hollywood always does like the base of a true story, they go so loosely based off these true stories where it's like part of it is truth, but part of it is like, okay, what we need to really do is make a good movie.
I went on thinking this was real for Michael Orr. I had my eye out because I was like, is it? Because I do remember there was a little speculation when the movie came out, and I was excited to see what he thought about it.
Yes.
And whenever he just kind of was like, they made it seem like I was like this and I wasn't. I was like, oh, something ain't right. Something ain't right. I knew, but I didn't know.
Sandra thinks about this.
I do too. I wonder what Sandra thinks about her Oscar, winning her Oscar.
Same. I mean, she's already going through the gigs though. She just lost her husband. So
her boyfriend.
Boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Mm-hmm. I thought it was her husband, but.
But I mean, they were together for a long time.
Yeah.
So, you know, that was her partner.
Regardless, that was her partner. It's like, if I was her, my phone would be off. I would be completely disconnected.
But how horrible for Michael Orr. And when I look at that family, I want to throw up.
Same. Sick.
I literally want to throw up. They are. That's next level. Like, that's next level.
It's giving like fucking Annie.
It's giving Get Out.
It's giving Get Out.
It is. The tea. Yes. They gooped and stooped
him.
Yes.
They really did. Honestly, it's fucked. And I hope that he gets out of the conservatorship and he gets every penny, if not more, that he's owed.
Me too. Me too. Damn. Okay, next, Lil Tay.
Lil Tay.
If y'all don't know who Lil Tay is, she's Lil Tay.
That is a clip. Basically, so she's like, a little rapper. She went viral online for like a rap, you know.
But she's so young. How old was she? Like 11 or 12?
Literally like so young. And recently she posted on her socials that it was like her parents being like, I'm so sorry to everyone, but Lil Tay has passed away. And it was like this big thing where I was like, oh my God, I can't believe Lil Tay passed away. Like, this is so horrible. This is so crazy. What is it? A day or 2 days later?
So a day, I believe it was closer to 2 days later. She comes out. Oh, by the way, I'm still alive. I was hacked. My account was hacked and they said I'd passed away. None of that's true. I'm alive. So it turns out it really wasn't true.
And she's alive.
This is my conspiracy on that.
We have a conspiracy. Laura has a conspiracy. Give it to us.
This season, if you've ever watched the TV show Dave on Hulu, is Lil Dicky, who is also a rapper. He has a TV show and it's not based on his real life, but you know, it's really him in his real life playing himself.
Got it.
He's playing Lil Dicky. He is Lil Dicky. You know what I'm saying? So basically he's not getting a lot of press. So
Lil Tay, Lil Dicky. What if she's a huge fan of Lil Dicky?
Girl, I think I know exactly where she got. This is my conspiracy.
Okay, give it to us.
I think she did it all for press and there was no hacking. I think she did it. It's the exact verbatim what happened. It's like what happened exactly in the Lil Dicky episode. Really? Lil Dicky came out that he had passed away and he's not getting a lot of press. So his manager's like, wait. Should we let this ride out for a minute? Should we let this ride out for a minute? And then you just come back and be like, it's not real. And we ride the press off of it. Mm-hmm. So I think green light. She's like, hello.
She's She's like, I just watched that episode.
Because she got popular back in the Catch Me Outside girl days on Dr. Phil.
Right.
She was shortly after Catch Me Outside. Uh-huh. So it's like that era of the young girls, you know, on popping Dr. off. Phil, popping mm-hmm. off and going viral. Lil Tay did the same thing. So I would say her viralness has, you know, kind of gone down.
Of course.
And then all of a sudden this, and it's like crazy.
And now it's like press all over again. Because I think Lil Tay
she, I don't know if her family is involved. I don't know. My conspiracy is that she did this on purpose.
Honestly, I can see it.
For press.
Well, now, especially since you told me about that episode.
First of all,
Lil Dicky, you gagged me. And I was like, oh my God, is this a thing? Do people do this?
Also, how do you wait? How do you not like an hour later tweet or...
Hey guys, I was hacked on my IG.
If that was my red flag on the whole situation, but the fact that she waited, just like Lil Dicky's manager told him to do, wait, let's write it out. Let's get the big press. Because, you know, when someone passes away that's famous, it explodes. Covered. It's huge coverage. So, and it gets your name out there. So I feel like my conspiracy is it wasn't a hacking.
And that it was on purpose.
Mm-hmm, for
our
press.
Conspiracy allegedly.
Press. It was all for press.
It could, honestly, it could have been.
And it worked. It worked. It worked like a charm. So I don't know. I haven't read any comments, so I don't know if anyone else thinks that. I know people are frustrated for sure.
Absolutely.
About it. Because I was like really sad. Because like, oh my God, this is a child.
Young, and she's so young. Yeah, like, it's really
like,
sad.
So sad. Mm-hmm. We just lost Angus. Angus?
Angus Cloud, yeah.
It was Angus Cloud. We just lost Angus Cloud. You know, so I was like, dang, this is so sad. And then it's like, as soon as it was real, I was like, that took too, I mean, it wasn't real. I was like, that just took too long. That took too long. We should have known an hour after it happened that it wasn't real.
Exactly. An hour.
Girl.
Yeah, because think about that,
let's say your Instagram gets hacked. What are you going to do? You can make a TikTok. You can do a tweet.
I'm going to tweet about
a
it.
A thread.
I'm going to make sure, baby, you're going to know.
Go on the podcast.
Yeah,
go
anything.
Anything.
I'm like, hey, Laura, can you tell me when I'm not dead? Like, I would figure it out. Like, that's what you do. Go on Lunar Beauty.
Lunar Beauty. Literally.
Come on. Like, that's what you're going
to
do.
So I'm that situation, too, very fishy to me.
I agree. Couldn't agree more. Couldn't agree more. Okay, next topic. Lizzo is pulled from potentially performing at the Super Bowl. She was in the running.
She was in the runnings to be a performer. She didn't have the spot yet. They had, you know, they take their time.
They vet different performers.
I think she would have been a great performer.
I do too. She would have slayed
at the Super Bowl. But this lawsuit has just exploded, you guys.
And there's more people have come forward. Have you seen that? There's been like another, what, six people that have come forward about Lizzo?
And these are some of the people coming forward. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Like, they're pretty important people on a tour. Like, they're not just like... someone that knew Lizzo 10 years ago. Right. Like, these are people that worked with her that are coming forward.
So if all these people are coming forward, do you think it's one of those things where, like, I'm like, this is obviously just like completely devil's advocate. Do you think this is something where, like, Lizzo is in the trenches right now? She's getting wrecked. So do you think people want to pile on her to continuously wreck her just because they smell blood in the water? Or is it like all actually the truth? You know, we're in Hollywood, like we know how it can be. We've been through the same thing. People that like are sweet to us in person when we are going through our drama were saying shitty things about us. And I was like, damn, like I thought, well, like you fucked with me for real because that's how you came across to me. You know, but then it's like,
you
once
know,
I was going through the
trenches.
The real ones
that thought they got away in our drama was the people who would like shady tweets. They didn't want to get involved and like talk shit
but
about
they
us.
They were being shady.
But baby, one thing about the internet is your followers will show you everything. Uh-huh. So we caught up a bunch of people that were our friends.
Who are liking things about us. And I was like,
girl, we see you.
Your friends.
Girl, we see you out here.
It was a big reality call. So that's what I'm saying. I'm like, because we've been through that, we have this kind of different experience. Do you think that could be like the piling or it could be true?
Well, this is my theory. I think if you have like this much coming out, maybe it's a mix, you know, maybe some's piled on. But I think there has to be a little bit of truth to some of it to have this many people and like that many dancers come forth with a lawsuit. Like it just wasn't one against her. It was three against her right off the bat. So some shitty stuff was going on either way. And if you don't do shitty stuff, you won't get the piling on.
Exactly. The pile on that could potentially not always be real.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have friends in the industry who have gotten to scandals, things like that going on, and like something could have happened, but then it becomes a pile on where a lot of the stories are not even real. And you're like, damn girl, well, if you were fucking, didn't fuck up the first time, all these other stories would never come
and
out.
And that happened to us too. Like absolutely. That literally happened to us too. It's like, damn, if we haven't fucked up the first time, then maybe, you know, we wouldn't be dealing with all the pylon that mm-hmm, isn't real, mm-hmm. you know? So there was a fuck up in there somewhere, absolutely. I do believe. Absolutely. What's unfortunate is like the situations is like, you can sue in America, legally, you can sue anyone, anything, anybody for anything. It doesn't mean you're going to win. It doesn't mean they can't back sue you mm-hmm. for causing them damages and suing right. them for no reason. So it's a sticky game. You know, you don't want to just willy-nilly sue someone, but you legally can sue anyone for anything. But like when a lawsuit yeah. comes out, the lawsuit has not gone to court and it's automatically she's completely guilty. You know what I mean? So yes. that like kind of sucks though.
It's a guilty in public opinion. That's
yes.
the thing. Like,
yes.
And I feel like with this situation, it's extremely hard to prove.
Gosh.
Like for the dancers, I mean, like let's say it did happen, right? It would be hard for the dancers to prove, like, oh, she made me do this one thing.
Well, what if there were witnesses? Like,
unless there was witnesses.
And I think
you know?
The other dancers were witnesses too.
So they'll probably get subpoenaed during the situation. Yes. Absolutely. They'll be forced to go and speak. Mm-hmm. But yeah, apparently because of the scandal going on with Lizzo, she's pulled from the Super Bowl to even from the running that she was in.
Yeah.
She was in the runnings and she was pulled from the
she
running.
She was pulled from that. And like this hasn't even gone to court. But I think like she didn't get pulled until all these other people started to come out and it was just a shit show.
It's because it's gone to the point of shit show.
mm-hmm.
And it's like, I think a lot of brands and a lot of people will be totally down with people until it gets to the shit show point.
Yeah.
And where it's like the pylon is so ferocious and you don't even know what's real, what's fake, what's been doctored, all these things that they're just like, we don't even want to risk it.
That's it.
And we're cutting.
It just becomes like, girl.
We're cutting
the
ties.
The thing is, in today's day and age versus maybe in the 90s, mm-hmm. the 80s, there are a million pop stars. There are a million influencers, not mm-hmm. five big ones. So, baby, anything that could trip you up, you're going to go ahead and be out of the runnings for everything because we yeah. have so many people to replace you with. Mm-hmm. We got endless options. Absolutely. Everybody's a star now. Mm-hmm. And so
everyone has a million followers.
Everybody has a million followers. Everybody's a pop star. Everybody, right. like, look how many musical artists we have now. So it's like in the situation of acting or anything, you're very disposable. Now
yeah.
you're extremely disposable. Mm-hmm. One slip up, you're done.
Yes.
So that's like, it is what it is. I mean, listen, I feel bad for the dancers. I hope that this shit isn't real. But
if it is, and they
it's a lot of people coming out, so it's hard for me to believe that nothing right. happened. It's real
I agree.
Hard for me to believe.
I do feel like there's definitely like truth to it, like you're saying. Like I feel there's definitely truth to it, and then there could also potentially be pile on. So like
a mixture.
It depends. Like it could be a mixture of yeah. where it's like people just see someone going down. Let's just jump on them and make them go down farther and faster.
Yeah,
you know. So I wonder what it could be. I'm yeah. very intrigued. I'm very curious. But we won't really technically know until
it goes
more
to court.
Yeah,
until it goes to court.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, what is going on with Doja Cat?
Girl,
what's going on with Miss Doja Cat?
Honestly, that's such a good question. I need to know myself as well because I am a Doja Cat like listener. I love Doja Cat's music and especially like her more early days.
Mm-hmm.
Like I
mm-hmm.
loved Doja Cat earlier days. Right now, like, you know, I'm still a fan of Doja Cat, but it's not the same like obsession yeah. that I had with Doja Cat before. And
why don't you say so?
Oh, give me the say so. Give me the goddamn, give me Juicy.
Yep.
Give me like all these, like the older just Doja Cat songs I really, really enjoy. But the thing is, so recently it came out that Doja has been very like, I don't love my fans. Like basically when the fans are like, tell us you love us, Doja. She's like, no.
Yeah.
I don't want to tell you guys I love you because I don't love you.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't know you guys and you guys don't know me. You just listen to my music. And it's gotten to this point where it's so polarizing almost, where it's like, I'm like, you are literally ostracizing your own fan base.
I feel like there's been a couple different instances where it's kind of happened or she's kind of like shown that behavior, just kind of like, ugh, about her own fan.
Right. Or like yelling at them on live. I've seen those,
right?
those compilations.
Right. See,
where she like rips her fans on live.
Uh-huh. So there's like been like a few moments that have definitely caught wind, if you will, of her yelling at her fans, telling her fans she doesn't love them, bashing her fans, like very that. It's very weird to see a pop star be anti their fans.
100%. Recently, I saw a conspiracy about Doja, how she is possessed by a demon.
Oh.
And the reason that people are saying that is because post her birthday last year, 2 years ago, after that birthday, she like shaved off her head. Like, she stopped wearing wigs, stopped. She shaved her head, shaved her brows. And like, the vibe changed from Doja post, like, Hollywood, like, birthday. That was, like, very, it was masquerade themed. And a lot of people think that something, like, dark and very crazy happened at this birthday in Hollywood. And it's changed her post-birthday.
I'm very skeptical on ghosts and demons. So.
I'm also very skeptical about that. But what about the Illuminati?
No.
What is that again?
I don't think Illuminati is any. I think Illuminati is real, and I think it's something that goes around and the power of Hollywood, and they go around, you know, making you do things or
but
be a part
like
of this.
But not like sacrificing babies.
But
vibes.
No sacrificing babies and no demon possession. I think it's totally. Real. It's more like real, like using your power to do bad things.
Yes, but not like in that way.
No.
But yeah, a lot of people just think that.
What about the other conspiracy that you're mentioning to me? This potentially.
Yes, another conspiracy that is that the fact that this new album that's coming out is basically her alter ego, mm-hmm. and that is why she's in this like bitchy format where she's like, "Oh, I'm gonna be a bitch. I'm gonna go into this Scarlet era. Like, this is my alter ego who's just like a nasty person." And that's why she's doing kind of the things that she's doing because she's living up the alter ego fantasy, mm-hmm. and it's to promote her new album coming.
I could believe that. Now, see, that one more. I can get behind more. Mm-hmm. The demon possession, I see it. I see where people are thinking that because everything she does. And like Lil Nas kind of went through that too, where everything was like a demonic phase and we're the devil, all that. Like, so I could see where it comes from. I can't believe that
and
one.
And she plays into like the Illuminati thing a lot.
Yes.
She like trolls it. But I feel like a lot of it is like her trolling.
Yeah.
I feel like she trolls the Illuminati thing.
The album one, though, that one, you told me that one, I was like, actually, that one might have some truth to it. Because she's lost like over 300,000 followers.
More.
More.
Ugh. She's at like 600,000 loss.
Oh, shit.
Like a lot of followers post like that scandal of her going off. And like, obviously, like a lot of her big accounts that were obsessed with her, like, her biggest like accounts that are Doja Cat fandoms all deactivated.
Oh golly, I didn't know that.
Uh-huh. Those a lot of them maybe they're reactivated, but they did deactivate during the scandal situation. They are like, and those are her big ones that had tens of thousands of followers.
Do you know what I think? I think getting that famous that quick makes you go crazy.
100%.
I think it makes you go crazy. I don't think you get a moment of normal life again. No, I don't think you get any peace. I think it just literally makes you go crazy. And I think some people can handle the go crazy, like Beyonce and Taylor Swift. Like, I think they were a line where they have shown their moments, but they were able to get it together, mm-hmm. because they were built for this. Kim Absolutely. Kardashian
yes,
built for this. It. And mm-hmm. then sometimes I think some people aren't. And I think they literally go crazy. Like her on live saying she doesn't love her fans. She's either she's doing it for an album or maybe she's just so frustrated in a really bad mental place, mm-hmm. but yet still going on live because you're not thinking clearly.
Totally.
And going the fuck off. Like, we've seen celebrities do it so many times. And I literally, like, look how Justin Bieber talks to the press. I think it has literally made him go crazy.
Absolutely.
Like, the paparazzi and all. So, like, it brings out the absolute worst in people sometimes.
I could not agree more. I think that she's probably just really frustrated with, you know, everything, and then she probably just thinks like she wants to do what she wants to do and she wants to make the music that she wants to make, but she probably notices that her pop stuff does the best.
Yeah,
but she doesn't want to do just pop stuff. Like, that's kind of what she says. She's like, I want to make whatever I want to make, and she might, I'm sure she can get frustrated that it might not do it as good as, you know, the pop girly.
I saw a girl make a TikTok like stitching Doja Cat and telling what she really thinks, and she goes the F off on Doja
Cat. No.
She's like, yeah, Doja, you're just a pop star. All your girlies are like predictable pop star girly fans, and you thought you were weird, and you thought you were quirky, and you thought you were special, and you're not. You're mm-hmm. just a pop star like the rest of them, mm-hmm. and you're mad that things didn't turn out, you know, this like cool, strange, new, different artist. You're just, you know, you're a pop star. You're pop mm-hmm. girly. You're pop.
Yes.
And she was such a big fan of Doja Cat, and she like went the fuck off on her.
The video, the TikTok you're talking about.
It was really good. It
puts in perspective. Like, you kind of understand a little bit more, mm-hmm. and it's probably the truth. Like, it's probably is. Like, I'm sure that's a big part of it. And she could be frustrated, and she's probably thinking like, y'all don't even know me. Like, you guys don't even, you don't you don't love me and I don't love you because you don't know the real me. Because maybe the doja she's been presenting this whole time has not been the what she wants to present.
Well, I think that happens a lot of time. You know, Avril Lavigne was supposed to be a country music star, right?
Hello.
And like whenever she came out, like the young girls in country music just weren't a huge thing. But what was it? Alternative music rock, was like Alanis Morissette, very that at her time. So, you know, her record label was like, hey, you want to be famous? You're going to be a punk rock star. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what we need right now. Screw the country music. Like, they make you who you want to be, and then you can sacrifice that and
for the fame.
For the fame and getting a record label and doing it, which who knows, maybe Doja Cat did that, or you can fight it and be like, no, I'm not going to sign, but you also may never make it.
It's a tough thing.
Yeah.
Like, it really is tough. And like, there is times I will, even despite all this, like I still do feel for her in aspects for her. Like, cause you know that she's mentally like, just like not happy. Like she's in an unhappy place, and it sucks that people be in a happy, unhappy place and, you know, be given like the world essentially and have all these things at your fingertips, but still not be happy with who you are or what you're presenting.
Yeah.
So there's, I do feel for her in that way.
Yeah.
I hope that she goes back to, you know, just the Doja we all know and love.
We'll see. Maybe when the album comes out.
I was like, baby, post-album, can we go back into girly pop?
If that conspiracy is correct, maybe she will.
Maybe she will.
Maybe she will. Okay, next, you want to hit on this one? Did you watch this season of Big Brother?
I didn't. So, let me just quickly hit on this. It was more of like a quick topic. So I just thought it was really cool. So her name is Wendy, and she was in the Mexico's version of Big Brother.
Love that.
Okay, so there's her name is Wendy, and she's a trans woman.
Okay.
And she is the first ever trans person in all of Mexico's history to win a reality show.
That's amazing.
And she has literally, she's probably like one of the most famous people in Mexico right now.
Wow.
And she has like literally won over the hearts of Mexico, and 18 million people voted for her to win.
That 18 million, wow.
And I just think it's really cool because Mexico is known, and Mexicans in general culture is known for like the machismo and the very like very anti-LGBT essentially. Mm-hmm. And it's like the second highest country in the world for like trans crime and trans death. So the fact that this woman, Wendy, who is trans, has been able to like win over these hearts of these people has been so cool. And I think it can be such a good, you know, step forward for people. And to be like, oh, look, like, she's just like us all.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to mention it because I think it's really cool. And I want to say congrats to her and for winning the essentially, it's not called the same. It's like, I forgot what it's called, Casa de something. But it's basically the Big Brother of Mexico, and she won it.
Congrats to Wendy. That's amazing. That's amazing. It's a great step forward. Mm-hmm. I love that.
And go Mexico for voting for her.
In 10 days, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money, so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
Okay, so our next topic is Travis Scott. I thought that after the fiasco where 10 people, 10, think about the number 10, literally died at his concert, Astroworld. Like, I thought this man would probably never perform again. If so, maybe in 10 years. He's already doing concerts again. We've swept it under the rug. I mean, I don't know if it was swept under the rug. It was made a very big deal out of, but it was forgotten.
Yeah.
And 60 people were hurt at his most recent concert. 60. I think, I swear, like, whether he does something or not at this point, I think it's just a culture at the concert is to do the mosh pitting, is to jump around, is to push, is to, you know, be a little more rowdy in the audience. And because he pulls such a big crowd of people, I'm not making any excuses for him, because let me tell you something right now. 60 people hurt at his concert. After 10 people died and you're still going to a Travis Scott concert.
But girl, at the same time too, like, is this not like a self-inflicted thing? You knew what has happened at Travis Scott concerts before, and you're still going to the concert, and you're still going to places that could be mosh, you can get hurt, and you're still going.
And people are still getting, like, hurt. So at what point do you go, maybe I shouldn't go.
That's why I'm like, to me, I'm like, it just feels like very like, of course you're gonna get hurt. Like, are you dumb? Like, if you go into like the mosh pit section or some area that could be, you know, a little sketchy, what has happened at Travis concerts before?
My God. And,
like, it just seems very like, girl, we've been new. Like, what
girl,
are you doing?
We've been new. And it's like a ride, like, that 10 people died on a roller coaster. 6 months later, you go get on the roller coaster and 60 people get injured.
And you're like, no shit, baby. What the roller coaster wasn't doing well.
Like, what does it take for people?
For it to stick. I don't understand. This is why I'm very like, I have a harder time feeling bad for people that put themselves in harm's way.
Yeah.
In general, like, I have a harder time computing it when, like, it's been known to happen at his concerts that that's the kind of crowd he pulls, or that's like what kind of things that could happen. Like, he can create, like, mosh pits are created. The culture at his concerts is this. So it's like, if you're going there and you're getting hurt, baby, you did that on your own.
Yeah.
That's on your own head. That's on your mind. That's on your thoughts.
Right.
So it's like, that's on you. I have a hard time feeling bad. I'm sorry.
Me too.
Like, I can't. Like, I cannot even feel bad. So I'm like, oh, so you went into the lion's den and you got bit.
Yeah. Literally. Get out of the lion's
den. Get out of the lion's den, diva. And you know damn well. You know exactly what was going to go on at the concert. And when it happened and you got hurt.
Y'all, I cannot even. I'm like.
I think it's foolish.
I think it's foolish. I'm like, of course 60 people got hurt. It's a Travis Scott. Oh my God.
I'm surprised not more.
Because his track record before the fiasco at Astroworld was horrible.
It already was. People were getting hurt at the concert. So it's like, are we surprised? But maybe like the eyes weren't on it though.
Yeah.
Since Astroworld. So things could have been happening. People have been getting hurt this whole time.
Eyes weren't on it until it took 10 people to die.
The deaths.
10 people to die for eyes to get on it.
Crazy.
Crazy.
Literally fucking crazy. So it's like, I think at the end of the day, if you're going to go to an Astroworld concert or a fucking Travis Scott concert, you got to be prepared and you got to be aware of what the fuck happened.
Or you can just like...
Or just don't go.
Listen to the...
Or go sit in the back.
Or just listen to the album on your Apple Music. Go to someone else's concert. Speaking of, go to Taylor Swift, I'm sure.
Go to Taylor Swift instead. Going right into Eras Tour, go to the Eras Tour.
Or go to see Beyonce.
Beyonce and Taylor right now are just.
They're dominating. Chef's kiss. Slang. They're showing them how it's done. The girlies are out here.
And they are supporting. Baby, Taylor Swift's concert.
Literally stimulated the economy in every city that she has touched for the amount of ticket sales, drink sales, merch sales, hotels, airfare, food sales, all the money.
Restaurants everything.
Close to the venues. All the money that people are spending on this concert because they're so big in each city and they go on for so. LA had 6 nights of it.
Insane. And they were all sold out?
Yes. Is insane. So she's literally stimulating the economy. She's also giving back to, I believe, almost every city she's performed in. She's filled food banks and helped children and
gave an extra $50 million
to the staff.
Extra
$50 million to the staff of the tour. It rains, it pours. She shows up on time. She performs the full performance. This is how it's done. And no one's getting hurt. And that many people, but now I understand the culture of Taylor Swift concerts much isn't different. The same. I understand it's not jumping up and down and mosh pitting. I get that. So I think, it's probably more people are going to get hurt at a more rowdy type of concert. This is young girls.
Yeah.
Singing, it's cutesy. Cutesy young girls. It's
very cutesy. It's just very different. Okay. Summer top down. Feel good.
Yeah. It's feel good music.
Feel good.
It's music.
It's not fucking boom music.
Boom, 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 boom.
It's not that kind of music.
I do take that into account. I know things are probably rowdier and people like that at Travis Scott's. I get it. I don't get it at all, but I get it.
We can understand, but not be completely aware. we can understand what they're going through and what they want to deal with, but that doesn't mean we need to really understand the depth.
Oh my God.
The crevices, you know what I mean? But I think it's really cool. I honestly, low-key really wish I went to the Taylor Swift concert when it was here, just because it's Taylor.
You're going to literally...
I would know a lot of songs.
Lock me in jail. I had an opportunity to go. And I didn't go.
And you didn't go, huh? Mm-hmm. But what was the reason you didn't go? Please inform the audience. Please inform the class.
Well,
and inform the full fam.
It was a Tuesday. Okay,
and
listen.
And we film on the Tuesday, and we film the podcast on the Tuesdays.
Listen, okay, that was technically an off Tuesday, but I know. I feel like I really missed a piece of history. I do. I feel like I missed a piece of history. It's okay. We're going to see Beyonce.
Yes, we are.
So I'll make up for it in that way. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I didn't go.
I feel like there was a reason though. I remember you to tell me. Oh, because it was with Aaron too, potentially.
Well, Aaron was back at school.
She was already gone.
I'm not going to go by myself.
Yes, that's what it was.
I wouldn't be all alone, but it was with a brand. Yeah. So.
I remember that.
I was just you know what? And I was just no. It's truly too on a Tuesday. Mm-hmm. I normally am working throughout the week. So I definitely could made it happen.
Right.
But I don't know.
But it's not the same when you have to go by yourself and
concerts are a half day thing and all night. And her concert is 3 hours long. So that's a commitment.
Absolutely.
That's a big commitment.
Mm-hmm.
So, there was that played into it too. Yeah. That, by the way, a 3-hour concert, when I saw Harry Styles, it was an hour.
No.
Yeah, it was so
fucking
quick.
Oh my gosh.
He was in and out. Truly.
I would have listened to him for longer than that.
Way longer than that because he was so hype.
He was longer than that at Coachella, wasn't he?
Mm-mm.
It was an hour.
They only get an hour.
Okay. Yeah.
He was less than an hour. I swear. I think it was less than an hour at Coachella because he did way less songs at Coachella than he did in his main tour.
Yeah, true.
So I think he was less. But it was an hour. So well, Taylor's is 3 hours.
If I
hours.
Was invited, would you have gone with me?
If you would have been I really want to go to this. I want to do this. We're invited. Yeah, I would have gone.
See that? I almost said the brand's name too.
That's it.
I'm not gonna do it. I should have been invited to.
Well, we're going to Beyonce.
I know, and I'm so fucking excited.
And we're going on my birthday.
The fact that we're going on your actual birthday was crazy because like we got invited to go to Beyonce and I was like, oh my God, yes. And then I found out the date and I was like,
Manny literally was like, Laura,
we got invited to Beyonce, but we don't have to go.
Yeah.
Because it's your birthday and we can do whatever you want to do. It's your day.
Yeah.
And we can celebrate however you want to. But Beyonce would be sick.
Well, Beyonce's a September baby and she's a Virgo too.
Oh, Virgo's my fave.
So we're like basically the same person. You're Isn't that what that means?
I feel like it's very similar.
Very similar.
Yeah, there's vibes.
Very similar.
Very similar. But I'm excited. I can't wait to go there and see what she's going to wear, how she's going to perform.
Fabulous.
I cannot wait.
Okay, we have one more topic, and it is not as exciting. It's horrible. The Maui fires, you guys. Yeah. So many cities have been burned to the ground in Maui. And I was talking to Manny. I was like, how did these start? And it just said the heat, the temperatures, the drought, the winds.
It's like just everything. Like, it's like
the same thing that causes our fires. Mm-hmm. Exact same thing.
It reminds me of the fires in like Santa Clarita when I was living out there. Yep. And how they go so rampant so quickly.
The winds.
And mind you, we have like Santa Ana's, but I'm sure they have very strong winds out there too, definitely. You know? And it's so devastating and it's so sad. And we actually are going to leave a link down below. If you guys would like to donate to, you know, help the people out in Hawaii and Maui with what they're going through, because it is absolutely horrible. And it's so sad.
It's
such a tragedy. And no one deserves.
People are literally losing everything too.
And the thing is, you know, there's been so many deaths.
Oh yeah,
because of the fires and like fires. Deaths that like they're not even reporting in the news
because there's so many.
Because there's so many, and people are literally people are just like floating in the ocean dead. Like that's how horrific it is, and the sight that it is, and the government has not stepped in fast enough, and so it's the people of Hawaii who have been like banding together to try to help each other.
Yeah.
So it is really important. If you can to send what you can, even if it's $5, like that's amazing to help someone, and it adds up. And you know, they're part of the US, like we need to help. And even if they weren't, we need help regardless.
Yeah. So you know? I agree completely. We've donated to some makeup artists and showed pictures, and hairstylists showed pictures of their home and they literally have nothing. So I mean, I had a ton of makeup and hair stuff, so
absolutely.
You know, that was an easy donation for me, but we're also donating our money to this. So we'll have links in the description box if you guys want to donate at all to help them out. It's absolutely devastating. So we would appreciate that. And I know they would much more than us.
Of course. So we just want to give that a little extra love and care. And if you guys can, we would love that. And I know they would too.
Yep. And that is our episode of Full Coverage today. Like an endless plethora of topics.
So many. There were so many things that we had to cover, so many things to hit on. And congratulations to us for our 100th episode. I'm so proud of us. I'm so proud of what we've done here at Full Coverage.
I can't believe we've done 100.
I can't either. It really gags me.
The gooped and the gagged.
I'm gooped, gagged, and gone with the wind.
Gone with the wind.
Gone with the wind. But we love you guys so much. And thank you guys so much to be here with us through our 100th episodes, and we love you guys so much, and we're so proud of having the full fam. And thank you when you guys come up to us in public and in person. We love it. Like I was just telling, I was in Vegas recently, and the amount of people that are like, tell Laura that we're part of the full fam and that we love her. And it's so cool, like that we have this community.
I was just talking about that on live the other day. Really? I was like, you know, when people come up to me and Manny now, 9 times out of 10, it's about the podcast.
Yeah, like
people,
which is like so gag.
I know.
So gag.
Like people love the podcast. They want to talk about it. And that makes us so excited. So thank you guys for all the love for 100 episodes. Here's to many more.
Here's to many more.
And that's it for today's episode. So don't forget to rate, like, and subscribe.
And enter the giveaway if you guys would like as well.
Yep. We'll have that link in the description box as well. And we will catch you in the next episode.
Bye, guys. We love you.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret? Find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in mm-hmm. your cocktail. Mm-hmm.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.